Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse the Planners. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. Man, I tell you what, you faith them facts, you can change facts around anything, even if they're bad facts. Use your faith and make them good facts. It's a blessing of the Lord. I want to talk to you about something I say all the time, and a lot of times people just don't get. I say this statement, the past never sees the future. I never dwell about what happened in the past. In fact, yesterday I had a good day, but it's gone. I'm not going to think about it no more. Why? I'm a visionary, and people call me a visionary specialist. I'm always looking forward. And I believe that because, you know, a lot of time you don't never rehearse past sorrows. Why would you do that? Yet so many people do that all the time. And they live in stress and things, like that, and they should never do that. Look to the future and call those things would be not as though they were. And that means go get what you want, not what you need. You don't even need to ask God for need ever because he said he'd supply all you need. All you got to do is believe that scripture, then tell him what you want. That's greed. No, that's growth. The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. See, when you tell him what you want, God realizes that you think and know that he is your shepherd. Let me give you a great scripture. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. This is Paul talking. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. What did he do? Forgetting those things which are behind. Oh, I like that. Reaching forth into those things which are before. That's the past never sees the future. I press toward the mark for the prize. So there's a prize out there of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now that is some great scripture. Here's another one, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Why would you rehearse old things? Behold, a look, all things become new. You're a new creature with a new feature. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's such a blessing. And I mean, I know everybody's got some pretty nasty things in their past, but why don't you just believe God for some great things in your future? And that's the key to this thing, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, I just forget it. I've done some good things in the past, and that's great, but I don't even remember those things. I was just constantly pushing forward, going forward, you know, to my promised land, glory to God. And I tell you, it's just such a blessing. Why would anybody want to think about the slave days? I would tell a lot of, there's some wonderful people, and I love them in the Lord, and good friends of mine, and you know, and they're black people, and yet their mothers and fathers and grandfathers still have that slave mentality. Now, don't get mad at me for saying that, because the children, the ones told me that. And I said, man, and I know that was terrible. History is terrible. I mean, who would have want to hurt someone? You know what I'm saying? I saw that movie called 12 Years a Slave. Boy, that hurt your heart. You say, well, why would anybody do that? Well, that's the devil. That's what. You see what I'm saying? But that's gone. Get away from that and start looking toward the future. And if you're waiting for somebody to give you one, they ain't going to give you nothing. You know that? You know how the world is. So make your future. Just start walking forward. I was raised very poor. And when I say poor, I mean, my daddy, my shoes, I remember one time he took my shoes off and he put wire in them and twisted them around. And, you know, so the sole wouldn't fall off. I'm not kidding you. It was embarrassing. Went to school with holes in my coat, you know. But, hey, still cold, you know. And patches. Mom would put a patch or something like that. I'm not poor no more. But you know what? I made up my mind that I ain't going to be poor no more. And then I don't look down on poor people. But, you know, I got to tell you the truth. I still eat poor food. You always eat, go back to what you was raised up. Man, I like spaghetti because it was cheap. You can make spaghetti, macaroni and cheese, you know, just beans and rice. I still love red beans and rice. Well, I'm starting to get hungry now, you know, white beans and rice. I mean, you know, I go back to that kind of stuff, you know. But you know what? I'm not that no more. You know why? I don't think about that no more. Now I tell people, I can get you out of poverty if you listen to me. But you'll never do it doing this. You got to look forward. Look forward. The past never sees the future. Always go forward. Always go ahead. And you know who you're going to find on that road walking with you? God Almighty. And I mean that sincerely. I hope you enjoyed today's Faith the Facts. It's a very simple process. But you'd be surprised how many people struggle in life over the past. That's why they get depressed and discouraged and despondent. Walk towards your future because it's bright, because Jesus Christ is in your future. Just to say, and I love you. Till next week, God bless you. Bye-bye.